Welcome to the Borough Roosevelt Council meeting of April 19th, 2021 at 7:06 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 25th, 2021, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press.
Okay.
All right, so we'll start this first, and then hopefully Bob will join in, or we'll... So we have a letter from the Roosevelt Democratic Municipal Committee submitting three nominees to fill the vacancy left by Councilman Chad Broman. Did you all receive it? I'll read it. But
did we, did we take the roll call yet?
No, because if we were doing this first, then I was going to do roll call. But if you, I can certainly do roll call now.
She's going to do roll call and then.
Should
our nominee would be part of the roll call.
Shouldn't we accept Mr. Broman's resignation first to create an opening?
Didn't we do that already?
No, it's on the agenda.
Oh, well, then I think that would be more of a proper order.
I mean, you're putting the cart mm-hmm. before the horse here.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yes.
All right.
Cart only has
so I'm going to do roll call.
Good idea.
Okay, Mr. Dermody. I don't see him on, absent. Mr. Escobar?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Okay, so we're gonna, maybe you wanna do a motion to suspend.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the regular order of business and to accept the resignation letter of former Councilman Chad Vroman, which was received by us when? May 17th? When was it? No, that's future.
April 6th.
April 6th.
I'll second that.
And that was Joe?
Second. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, roll call. Mr. Dermody? Absent. Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
There's actually a resolution in the body accepting his resignation. Greg, should we also pull that resolution and do that now or wait later?
You might as well do it all now.
Yep.
Okay, so...
I'll make a motion to move resolution 21-53 accepting Chad Vroman's resignation effective April 6th.
I'll second.
Roll call.
And that was Lou Essikoff?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mike Hamilton moved it. And
okay, so Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, so resolution 21-53, accepting the resignation of Chad Vroman. Okay.
I have a few things to talk about, but I think I'm gonna save them for new business or old business rather than in a report form.
Hold on, are you gonna go back to the letter? Are you gonna go back to?
Oh, the nomination, you mean? What does everyone want to do? I guess we should do it. We should submit the names, nominate the names, and then we can always do the oath of office at the next meeting. Because apparently our nominated person is not on the meeting. So yeah, let's do it and then we'll just
start. Okay, do you want to read that?
Yeah, okay. So this is to, I think you all have a copy, but it's to the Borough Mayor and Council from the Democratic Committee members, Michael Hamilton and Peggy Malkin. And it's a presentation of nominees to fill the vacancy on the Roosevelt Borough Council created by the resignation of Chad Broman. And this is dated April 15th, 2021. Pursuant to New Jersey Statute 40A:16-11, Michael Hamilton and Peggy Malkin, as the Roosevelt Democratic Committee, hereby present to the governing body the following three nominees who are residents, registered voters, and members of the Democratic Party. And they are, first one is Robert Atwood of 12 Pine Drive, Roosevelt, a registered Democrat. Alan Malik, 15 Pine Drive, Roosevelt, New Jersey, a registered Democrat. And Jean S. Sean, 18 Tamara Drive, Roosevelt, a registered Democrat. So would anyone like from the council like to nominate one of these three people to be the council person to replace Chad Broman?
I'd like to nominate Bob Atwood to fill the unexpired term of Chad Broman.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay, Mr. Etzikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay,
well, we can't congratulate him right this moment, but congratulations to Bob Atwood, who will be the new council person.
Hey, Mike, you have steam coming out of something back there?
Yes, he does.
It's coming out of my head, look.
No. I'm look back there.
Yeah, it's a humidifier.
Oh, okay.
And now we'll do that.
For my plants.
All right.
That down nominated here. Him. Yeah.
Oh, where is it on here?
Resolution 2152.
Oh, up here.
Yes.
That's one thing.
Oh, okay. It's next.
No, isn't public comment enough?
Can I just add something for the record that either Peggy and I, as Democratic Committee people, or each of us individually, have interviewed all three candidates, and we found Bob Atwood to be a very, very good council candidate. He was a Democratic Committeeman for quite a few years. He's been active in a lot of other organizations in town, including the Roosevelt Arts Project. I think he's on the board of that. And we interviewed him and he was enthusiastic about coming on board the council. So I think he'd be an excellent candidate. And just so people know, he's filling the unexpired term of Chad's, which is until December 31st, 2021. Just to be clear, it's a partial unexpired term.
And Chad was filling the unexpired term. Michael?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I believe it's the unexpired term until the election result is certified.
You're right, I think, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I was incorrect on that.
Yep.
Which will be sometime after the November general election.
Right, and the person elected then takes office.
Right, that's right.
Until December 31st, 2021. Chad Broman is up for re-election, or was, and his term ends the end of this year.
Right. And somebody will have to run for that spot in the general election.
Right. Okay. So we have public comment, not resolution.
Well, this was just because we did it. I did it all together up on top. So if you want.
All right. So we're going to continue out of order and go directly to resolution 2152. The resolution appointing Robert Atwood to an unexpired term as council person within the Borough of Roosevelt, County of Monmouth, with said term expiring. Did I say November or December?
Well, Chad's term does expire December 31st, 2021.
Okay. Expiring December 31st, 2021. Do I have a motion?
You do.
Second?
I'll second.
Second.
2 seconds. Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. So the oath of office would be administered at next meeting.
All right.
Can I just ask for a clarification on that? If Bob wanted to come into the borough offices and be sworn in there by the clerk, could he do that prior to the next meeting? I think he could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to swear at the clerk anytime you like?
Not at the clerk.
By the clerk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed.
Swear at the clerk.
Right? You're not allowed to swear at the clerk.
Yeah.
Mike, do you want to send him a little note and tell him that?
I will.
Okay. Approval of minutes. No. Public comment.
I'm sorry. We're out of whack. So did you want to do a mayor's report?
No, I had already said that I would.
Suspend till later?
Well, yeah, I have some things to talk about, but I wouldn't have to call the report. So.
Okay, so now we're on public comment, agenda right. Items only.
Right, at 7:17. Do we have anyone, Michael kicked in from the public, who would like to speak?
Yes, Kathleen had pointed out that we ought to bring to the council's attention, the Environmental Commission is making application to the Sustainable Jersey for two grants, a large grant for like 10, I think up to 10,000. The other is a smaller grant for 2,000. So we just want to make sure that the endorsement letter has to be consistent with that. So separate endorsement letters. So the council endorsing both grants, that's all.
So those resolutions are under,
yeah.
Are on tonight's
yeah.
Agenda.
Anything else, Mike?
Nope, that's all.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I also wanted to, we asked to put the thing on the agenda, which I understand you
talked
about the Solar Village Senior Citizen Housing Committee meeting at the memorial. Okay, thank you. That's all.
Okay. Seeing no one else from the public, I don't know. Lou, is that Molly or Sadie?
It's Sadie. Molly.
Want to say anything?
Molly's no longer here.
I know. I wasn't sure which one.
That's Sadie. Okay.
All right, we come to approve.
So close. Public comment.
We could close the public comment at 7:19 p.m.
You all right?
Okay.
You're not voting.
Minutes, regular meeting minutes from April 5th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion?
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Where's your number?
Passed. We'll come to ordinances. We have the second reading of Ordinance 2021-01. It's an ordinance amending and supplementing the zoning ordinance to the Borough Code at Article 6. Supplementary regulations to delete section 6.160 through 6.169 and replace same with new stormwater management regulations contained in new section 6.160 through 6.171. And basically we had discussed this at the last meeting with the first reading of it, which is state mandated. State changed the stormwater regulations.
I'll move.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. Before we go any further, I want you to know that I do have a letter from Donato, the planning board attorney, that it is consistent with the master plan. Mm-hmm. And you have to do a public hearing. So you have to open that.
Yeah, I thought so. I didn't
hear that. It's on public hearing.
Okay, public hearing opens at 7:21 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to address Resolution 21?
Ordinance
2021-01? Being none, I will close the public portion at 7:21 p.m.
And now roll call. Now a motion to adopt.
Yeah, so do I have a motion to adopt?
Go ahead.
Second?
I'll second. Whoever, Joe.
Joe, okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, we come to resolution 21-54, authorizing a reduction in the water sewer utility for the January-February 2021 billing cycle, block 2, lot 43. Apparently there was a defective water meter.
I'll move that with an explanation. John, the water guy, John Holden, had installed a new meter and one of the gaskets was leaking. Thus, they had excess water that was not their responsibility. So I will move that.
And I'll second 21-54. I think we need a second.
Mm-hmm. Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 21-55. A resolution of support from the Borough of Roosevelt authorizing a 2021 Sustainable Jersey grant application in the amount of $20,000.
No, this one's 2,000.
That's 2,000. First one is.
Yes, this is the first of the two resolutions that Michael Tickton was referring to. I'm sorry, $2,000. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Discussion?
It's a part of the grant requirement is that they have a resolution in support of the application for the Sustainable Jersey grant. The Environmental Commission does a great job, I think, of applying for these grants. And there's another one that's coming up too.
Yes.
Another one.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
I'll say.
Yes.
Okay, don't do it.
Hello?
Mr. Trammell.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, 2155 passes. Resolution 2156, resolution of support from the Borough of Roosevelt authorizing a 2021 Sustainable Jersey grant application for the amount of $20,000. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Someone want a second?
I'll second. Second, Joe.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Resolution 21-57, authorizing Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, to prepare the annual certification and stormwater permit for the Borough of Roosevelt. Motion?
I'll move 57.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
21-58, payment of the bills for April 19th, 2021. I
suggest that we pay the bills.
I'll second. You got it, Lou.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
The bills pass. I'm wondering if we should table resolutions 21-59 and 21-60 as Mr. Atwood is not present tonight. And the reason that we needed to amend the council committees is to obviously because we have a new council member. So depending on, I suppose, what his interests are and if he's interested in just plugging in wherever Chad was or some other, you know, another possibility. I don't think we should wait until we hear at our next meeting.
I'll move to, to postpone that 2159, and we'll do them separately. 2159, motion to table.
Second that.
Is that second?
I have a question. Why are we doing it? Why don't we just plug them in where Vrooman?
I suppose we could, but officially we should ask his permission and opinion.
Nobody asked my permission.
I know.
No, you're different.
You try not to ask.
Not only that, but you ran me for office without asking me permission.
Well, we made you an offer you couldn't refuse, remember?
Yeah, it was right here in that building.
Usually we just say, is it okay to plug you in? But at least we sort of bring it up to the person. So we should just table it till the next meeting.
All right, I got a first and second. And Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Table. Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Walker? And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Well, in reverse order.
I'd next like to make a motion to table 2160, the appointment of a planning board class 3 member for 2021, who was Chad, and hopefully it could be Bob, but we need to
tell him.
Table it.
Second?
Yes.
Second.
I got Lou on that for second.
I got Steve this time. Yeah.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, that resolutions 21-59 and 21-60 are tabled until the third, I think.
Next meeting is May 3rd.
May 3rd meeting. We'll come to reports of committee chairs. Councilman Roman's not here, so environmental health and safety go for tonight. And Councilmember Dermody's not here, so we'll also forfeit community development code enforcement tonight. Councilmember Esikoff, administration.
Yeah, I'll be a broken record and tell you again that we're doing fine. Everything is going on, is doing well. We're on time with everything.
Yeah, I think everyone got the email that the parking lot will be paved tomorrow.
Yeah.
Great.
Councilmember Hamilton, finance.
I think we'll have a report at the next meeting, but not tonight.
Councilmember Mocker, public works.
Nothing to report that we haven't mentioned already.
Okay. Councilmember Trammell, utilities.
The water well number 3 is complete. We're waiting for JCP&L to come and reconnect the power and for it to be inspected by the state. Also at the wastewater plant, they found a t-shirt wrapped around a motor impeller. It cost about $600 for us, for the guys down there to pull it and repair the motor, but pull the t-shirt out and put the motor back in. So
that's someone who actually, you think, flushed a t-shirt down the toilet?
Well, my daughter used to flush my watches and things down the toilet. So, you know, it could have been a kid. It could have been anything. It could have been a mistake, but there was one wrapped around a motor.
Right.
Yeah. But, and it was about $600 to pull the motor, pop the t-shirt out, put the motor back in. Everything seems to be fine now. But if people can only flush flushables down their toilets, that would be a bonus for us not to raise the rates. How's that? Okay.
Unfinished
business? Yeah, that's it for me.
Okay. Oh, that was great. It was Joe's meeting report.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't make this up.
Okay, now unfinished business. Is there any, I guess that's, is that a euphemism for old business?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any old business that anyone wanted to bring up?
Mm-hmm.
New business, drainage improvements at Thorough Hall Garage. Is there discussion?
Right, you all got that from Carmella.
Yep, that was not part of the drainage for Borough Hall. It was a separate issue, and it looks like it'll be about $16,000, and it needs to happen.
And I'll move to approve that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Greg, did you separate resolution at all? Or will Wilma Moore?
I don't know if it needs a resolution or what, but there were three quotes put out, and the lowest one was KTK, I believe. So,
yeah, mm-hmm. By far.
Yep. Okay. So whatever the process is, it needs to happen.
Okay, so we can amend the agenda to add that as an item for you guys to vote on, and then I will memorialize it and send it to Kathleen so that it can happen.
Okay.
To award the contract, we need a majority vote.
Okay, sounds good.
Motion to do exactly what he said.
Do we have a second?
I'm with Lou. Yeah.
A second to Lou's
motion? A second, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Listen, Greg, if I go to jail for this one, you're coming with me.
I don't know. It's all there. I saw the quotes. You guys got three quotes and local public contracts possible on the bid threshold. We're all good.
I'm joking.
Yes, and it was KTK was the lowest quote.
16 something.
Okay.
Roll call.
So roll call. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, resolution will be on the 5-3 meeting to memorialize.
Okay.
But we're going to let Anna know that it moved forward.
Okay.
Kathleen, what I was saying is that that's the vote. So I'll give you the resolution that memorializes that in the words. We don't need to vote on it again.
Oh, okay.
So you know,
we need a vote on the record to award a contract. So that was it right there. Everyone saw the bids from that came in. So I'm just going to send you the resolution. You can certify it, send it to Anna, and that was the vote.
Okay.
It was unanimous with Councilman Dermody absent and Councilman Froman seat vacant.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the second item is the FY 2021 Local Recreation Improvement Grant from the Division of Local Government Services. So,
Lou wanted that on.
Lou, you wanted this on here?
I don't remember that I do, but I'm in agreement with it.
Well, can you explain what this is?
Isn't that the one for the statue area?
I'm not
sure anymore. What is it?
It was an email that went out that it came from the Division of Local Government Services, and I forwarded to the council, and you replied that you wanted it on for discussion.
I don't remember. I'm sorry to say.
Well, it's under unfinished new business, so we can go back and reread the email and discuss it on at the next meeting.
Fine.
Because I don't think any of us are familiar with it. All right. The third item is use of the barrel hole. Excuse me. Sorry.
Who is LRIG?
Right.
Say that again?
All right, no, I got it, thank you.
Okay.
All right. The use of the barrel hall for RAP on May 22nd, 2021 at 10 a.m. for a meeting.
I move that they, yep, we should allow them to use it.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye, aye, aye.
Okay.
And the last item under new business is branch pickup. It's scheduled for May 17th, 2021. Just been announced. There's a flyer that will go out to all the residents the way we usually send one out.
And post it on the website.
And post on the website, yeah. Without, you know, the limitations of the branch pickup.
Okay, so before we go under further, Michael Ticton would like this under new business, so we need to amend the agenda to include that.
Sure.
So that's the item. Okay. That's the use of the amphitheater.
Yeah, okay. So we have an item under, I guess it would be new business. So it's use of our FDR Memorial Amphitheater on Thursday, May 6th. 2021 at 7 p.m. for the annual membership meeting of the Senior Citizen Housing Corporation, otherwise known as Solar Village in town. So we just needs our approval for them to meet. So do I have
I'll move that. I'll move that they can use it.
I'll second.
Yeah.
When is that again? What's the date?
May 6th.
7 o'clock.
Are the lights working there? Well, maybe it'll be a short meeting.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
All right, Michael, you're approved.
Thank you.
Okay, so I just want to speak for a moment about some issues have come up recently about the role of the council person in town, like the responsibilities, the duties, and the limitations. We've been running into some different issues, as I said, about that. So just give a quick overview. As the governing body, we're tasked with running the town and making the best decisions possible to benefit our residents and to ensure that everything runs smoothly and legally. But it is a group process. The 6 council people, along with the mayor and the administrative staff, must follow procedures and work together. So no one council person can make a unilateral decision. So whether it's incurring a bill with the professionals or changing plans or work orders, it's been coming up a lot lately. And as much as we all have our own opinions and ideas about the various issues, everything has to be run either through committee, which will then bring it to the council, or through Anna and myself. So this is just like a little reminder, but everything has to be done as make a group decision. Not everything, but most things have to be a group decision. So as much as I know people have all these opinions and ideas about things, we can't work efficiently. We can't have chaos and we can't have unexpected bills. We have to work together. So no matter what the situation is, if there's something that you want to discuss, something that you feel should be either studied, examined, changed, you need to bring it to either your committee, and the committee will bring it to the council, or bring it up at a council meeting, or run it by Anna or myself, or both of us.
Okay, on a question there, just quickly. I'm not sure what situation you're talking about, but when they poured the handicapped sidewalk in back of Borough Hall, they did it not according to regulation. And that was done before John, the inspector from Roberts, got to see what they did. So they had to dig it up and put it out again. So when something like that happens, should we feel obligated to speak to?
No one person can say that's not right. Stop it there.
I spoke with Carmela and she said yes, it was not right. So that was done on a Friday. I spoke with her on a Monday, and it was taken care of. But, so should I have not spoken to Carmela?
You need to, what you should have to do is either call Anna or myself, and we'll contact Carmela. But it's not up to one council person to say, don't stop, or it's not right. Carmela.
Well, no, it was done, and it was not right.
I know, but Carmela said that it would have been caught. It would have, when the site manager, whatever his title is, came over, he would have caught that it wasn't right, and it would have come from him to redo it. Or if they went ahead and did it, and it was incorrect, it would have been their responsibility to rip it up and do it again. But no one
can. Well, that's what happened. They did it while John, the inspector, was not there, and he saw it after the fact, and it was mentioned to Carmela, by me at least, and they ripped it up and put it back in correctly on Monday.
The point is, one person can't give direction. One person, one
council. It wasn't directions. It was put in wrong. So it wasn't directions. Carmela decided to, and it was done. After I talked to her, she had said she had noticed that John noticed, and they corrected it.
Right.
You see a mistake, should you not let people know that it was a mistake?
You need to call either Anna or myself, and we'll contact Carmela. Because if you have too many different people contacting the different professionals, I mean, it's possible all six people or more would be contacting them. Then you have chaos, and chaos results in,
or even. Yeah, I hate chaos. Yeah.
Right. So,
So we all have to go through you or Anna.
And yeah, in order to keep the process orderly and
okay,
smoothly, you just need to either whatever fears you have, whatever concerns you have, whatever it is, just need to speak to Anna or myself or both of us.
Okay.
We'll contact them. And just like what did happen was they ripped it up. Now, Carmela felt confident, more than confident, that that would have been caught and would have been ripped up, redone.
I'd like to see our public works lead person involved in oversight of projects to go out and take a look, see what they're doing. And if anybody else sees any deficiencies, they might want to be able to talk to Greg Defoe or Greg Basile or whomever, mm-hmm. And then have them contact the engineer. That's probably the best way to do it. I don't see there's any problem in taking a look and noticing something. It's just what do you do after that?
Right, it's a process.
It has to go through the proper channels and chain of command, and because we don't want Carmela to feel like we're criticizing her work, I guess, or anything like that. But I think it was a good catch to spot it. But just I think you need to go through the right channels.
And the same thing. Arranging meetings with the professionals, it can't be done unilaterally. But one council person can't call a meeting with the professionals. It has to be run through committee or brought to the council. Can't incur a bill on your own.
May I ask a question?
Sure. Go ahead, Lou.
If Joe saw that it was a mistake, and the inspector, Carmela's inspector, wasn't there for the moment when he showed up, could he have legitimately gone to him and said, hey, look, I think this might be a mistake. You want to take a look at it?
Could Joe have?
Yeah, could Joe have done that rather than go through all the,
For something, I mean, either Anna, who's right here, or me, who's down the street.
I mean, the answer to that's no. Like, should the council be directing contractors on site? No.
But he's not directing the contractor.
You call the borough engineer, or you send the borough engineer an email.
Oh, well, that's a different story. But he spoke to the borough, the borough's inspector. He was there.
Oh, no, I spoke with the engineer. Right.
It's just we don't want to inject, you don't want to put yourself in a position as a council person to be injecting, like, so look, we're not always right. No one's right all the time. And the borough engineer is responsible for administering the contract. So those contractors, frankly, they're probably not even going to listen to you people as council people. They're just going to say, well, get me the engineer. You know, so that's the appropriate channel is to, you know, contact Anna to send a note to Carmela.
All right.
Or, okay. You know, what, because Anna's there every day. You know, whatever the easiest if thing is to get that back down the contracting chain. But, yeah, I mean, it's supposed to go through the borough engineer.
Okay.
Excuse me.
If you want to make Anna the conduit, that's fine with me. I don't mind. I think that's
up. Well, yeah, I mean, that's up to you guys.
Excuse me.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I think I may have caused some of this. Now we have Carmela's representative out on the job, her inspector. Is there some reason why we can't ask him what we're looking at out there?
I mean, he works for you guys, but I mean,
yeah, folks, exactly.
He really works for Carmela. The hub is the borough engineer. So everyone, like, so no matter what happens, whether Anna, you know, Anna calls, she gets an email, the inspector on the site, the contractor has a request for payment or a change order, like the person who looks at all that stuff is the borough engineer. Just like if you were in court and you're watching a trial, you know, and there's a GIF counsel who's working for the attorney and you want to find out what's going on, you call me because I know what the cases are and all the towns involved in. It's the same way the other way with Carmela.
Well, for instance, a couple of days ago, there was a change that had happened because when we dug up the driveway, we found different conditions. And I asked the inspector what they were doing it and how they were going to make that change. Was that inappropriate?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
As long as you're asking them questions, or you know, it's the difference between finding information and then, you know, directing work, I guess. I'm not familiar with either of these.
I don't think in either case Joe or I directed any work. We were asking questions.
You're probably good then.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with the specific circumstances of what you guys are talking about, but it's just the only thing I have a concern about is the attorney is directing the work because the contractor is responsible to the engineer to administer the contract. So that's all. I mean, other than that, I mean, it's your borough hall at the end of the day.
Okay. Well, let me just say this about the contract. It's our first time working with them. There's been four problems so far. One was the gas line, one was the electric lines, one was the handicapped access in the back, and I just noticed today they were digging out further in the front where the pavement's going to go because, as it was this morning, it was not deep enough for the spec. So I didn't say anything about that, but apparently they fixed it. So there have been four problems with the contractor that, you know, stuff happens. So maybe we're a little more worried about things, you know.
But Joe, how do you know that? I'm confused. Like, you out there monitoring the work all day?
Oh, when I called Carmela, the sidewalk in the back is, that was done on a Friday. I called Carmela on a Monday before I went back over to Borough Hall. She said that John had caught it. I was just asking whether it was noticed that it was improper. And she said John got to her that morning, Monday morning, before I talked to her, and that it was taken care of. So I wasn't telling anybody how to do anything. I was wondering whether the report of the problem that it was put in improperly, whether she got that. She assured me that everything was fine. So... that was it, and I was very happy that they caught it and they fixed it.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, the only reason I know about this, Carmela thought that her work was being criticized. I mean, I said, well, is anyone directing the work? And she said, no, that I'm aware. You know, I'm not really sure that you, I hope you can, you say something because I want to make sure that no one's directing the contractors except my people. And I said, okay, I'll do that.
Is there a problem with us criticizing her work? Doesn't she work for us?
Yeah, she works for you guys. I'm just telling
you.
Well, I'm not telling you there's a problem. I'm just telling you what I know.
No, I'm just saying, nobody likes to have their work criticized, but, I don't see a problem with that.
And I don't care one way or another. I'm just making sure that we're not, that the directions are coming appropriately, because otherwise we have contract problems and then it's not an engineering problem. It's my problem. And that's a bad problem. So that's all I care about. What you guys want to do with your projects is totally up to you. It's your guys' borough hall at the end of the day.
I mean, I got involved because I heard from a number of people. And so I really wasn't sure what the best way to handle this is. And so, that's when I finally spoke with Greg and some other people about the process. Like what, I'm only addressing the process of how we handle when there's a criticism or when a council person feels there's a problem or a concern. So I just wanted to find out what the exact process is, because I did hear from a number of people over the whole paving project.
I trust Carmela completely, and I told her that. I was just wondering whether anyone had caught the problem that we'd seen. That's all. So nobody was telling anybody how to do it. Nobody was putting anybody down. It was just like, did you notice this? So I think I'm okay with Carmela. I don't think she's got a problem with me. So, okay.
Okay, let's go on.
Anything else about this? Okay, I just wanted to say, I want to apologize if anyone received, I think you all know my mayor's email was hacked. And so many people on the council or associated with the council got emails from me either asking for my help or asking for money. So just ignore it. And it should be, we changed everything today, so shouldn't hear anything further.
Are you going to let the IT people know about this, whether it's infected our mail system or anything?
Actually, I heard about someone else's who was hacked. Now, I can't think right now, but someone else's was hacked as well. So, yeah, we've already taken care of that. And I was hoping the money would roll in before it got remedied, but I don't think
so. Was it your mayor's email address that was hacked? Yeah.
Which is yes. Sure. I don't have that on my phone. I don't have, only on my home computer, but mayor's email. And
I think the IT people should know about this.
So that said, I was hoping money would roll in. So it were two different emails. One asked for just help, and one asked for $3,000. So I thought I'd treat the council to a really nice party if enough money came in, but that doesn't seem to be the case. So, and last thing I have to say is I think we should all be angry at Councilmember Hamilton because he has a very enviable, what's the word I'm looking for? He's leaving for Hawaii tomorrow. So we'll all be
Jersey. And as it was said before by some other politician, I can't remember who, it's all the result of my daughters. They're making me go.
Right. Oh, I can tell you.
I'm doing a Ted Cruz.
I thought the devil made you do it.
I don't want to go to Hawaii for a week and
on the beach.
Spend time, on the beach.
Mike, I think you
have to
disclose. You'll be honest about why you're going, because Mike found the coolest site in the world.
What?
You're going because you're celebrating because you found that site.
Remember? Which site?
I don't remember. Days.
I calculated that today I'm 25,000 days old, and I decided to celebrate it. And I decided it was a strategic move to celebrate being 25,000 because people can't really compare how you look, with other people. I mean, they're not going to say you look pretty good for 25,000, because we don't know what anybody else looks like at 25,000. So I thought, hey, I was bored. I said, hey, Google, how old? When will I be 25,000 days old? I was born November 7th, 52. And Google responded, and I said, hey, sounds good to me. I need to celebrate.
And I just
you should come back as dark as I am, Mike.
That'll be great.
Oi.
So all my daughters are going, all the grandchildren are going. It's just family, and we're all fully vaccinated too, so that's great.
Good.
It'll be good.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Public comment.
Oh yeah. Open the floor to public comment at 7:56 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on anything at all? I will close public comment at 7:56 p.m. Counselor, do we need a closed session?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh.
Yes.
That came unexpectedly.
Okay. I hope you have a resolution. And
sure, we need a resolution providing for a private executive meeting that excludes the public to discuss potential litigation, specifically a claim against PSE&G for an incorrect utility markout.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me just get that resolution so I can read it.
Well, the clerk kind of said it
again. Now you got to read it in full.
Okay. Oh, for the closed session.
Yeah, for the closed session.
While we're waiting for that, I'll note that I sent you guys the KTK drainage resolution memorializing it. I replied to the agenda email.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have that in your email box.
Okay.
Okay, so this is going to be resolution 2161.
I think it's, well, you can make the KTK 62 if you want, either way.
Right.
Oh, that's right, KTK, so we'll do 62 and we'll make this, we'll make this 62 and KTK. So I'm just gonna turn it so I can read it. Okay, this is resolution number 21-62, providing for a private executive meeting that excludes the public. Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act, enacted October 21st, 1975, permits a public body to exclude the public from meetings or portions thereof, wherein matters are to be discussed, which are exempted from the requirements of the act. And whereas the said act requires that prior to the holding of a meeting or a portion thereof from which the public shall be excluded, the public body should adopt a resolution at a public meeting providing for the holding of a private meeting. And whereas the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt has determined that a meeting should be held from which the public should be excluded in order to discuss the subject which is exempted under the said act. Now therefore be resolved by the Borough Council as follows. That the next portion of this meeting be held in private, that the general nature of the matter to be discussed related to the matters is stated again, PSE&G?
Yeah.
Potential litigation, PSE&G claim.
Okay. That no official action will be taken at this meeting, but minutes shall be kept and shall be available to the public after official action on the subject matter has been taken. It is anticipated the discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public after no further action is required in this matter. Can I have a motion, please, for this resolution? Lou?
Yeah.
Second?
Second. Joe.
Okay. Roll call, Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, so Mr. Ticton has to leave. Do you want to go into a breakout room or just?
I think we're okay.
Yeah, Mr. Ticton left.
There's a waiting room, right? So people have to be admitted.
I'm going to have to stop recording.
Yes, but there's a waiting, people can't just come join right in here, right?
No, they do. I don't have the waiting room. I don't, either we go into a breakout room.
No, let's just stop the recording and we can do it.
And I don't see anyone.
This is going to take like, this is going to be like 3 minutes.
Okay. I recording again. We're back into regular session and I need a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Second, Joe Terrell.
All in favor?
Second. Okay. Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
See everyone on the board. Mike, have a great time.
I will.
And we're at 8:15 p.m. Thank you all. Enjoy.
You too.
Okay. Good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later.